From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Soldiers who lived through the explosions of roadside bombs in Iraq may need months of treatment. For that, they're often sent to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. One nonprofit group is offering a way for these patients to get therapy outside of the hospital on the nearby Potomac River. Team River Runners teaches kayaking near Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Emily Corio of West Virginia Public Radio joined a group from Walter Reed this past weekend.
A volunteer kayak instructor gives amateur paddlers some direction and encouragement as they push through the Potomac River.
Straighten it up! Looks good! Looks good!
The river is low, but the level is just right for newcomers to the sport. And these paddlers are dealing with more challenges than just trying to stay in their boat. They're also dealing with pain. Eva Diane Cochran has been a patient at Walter Reed for 15 months. She was injured in Afghanistan when the vehicle she was riding in rolled down a ravine. Today, Cochran is paddling a kayak by herself and smiling widely.
Anytime you're on the river, it's just so relaxing. So you forget about everything else in the world except for the current underneath your boat, and it's just a good day. Anytime you're on the river is a good day.
Army Captain Daniel Gade started kayaking last year when he was recovering from multiple injuries at Walter Reed. Gade was in Iraq for 5 months before he was hurt.
I was a company commander and was out doing a civil affairs patrol, looking at schools and talking to local tribal leaders and things like that. And then next thing I knew, I woke up on my back in the ditch.
The vehicle Gade was traveling in hit a roadside bomb. Gade had a fractured skull, a broken neck, and ultimately doctors had to amputate his right leg. He spent 10 months at Walter Reed, where he joined the kayaking program, and he was back this weekend to show his support.
For a lot of guys, it's very therapeutic for their minds and their bodies. And I used to say, for a lower limb amputee, once you strap the boat on, it's a prosthetic for everybody. Everybody's equal on the water. That's, for the most part, that's true.
Mike McCormick is one of the founders of Team River Runners. He's a former national whitewater kayak champion. He's never served in the military, but his job in the White House press office takes him to Walter Reed Hospital frequently. That's where he got the inspiration to start the kayaking program.
Fun is a very powerful medicine. So we go in there and we just have a lot of fun and create this sort of atmosphere where suddenly, you know, for an hour or 2 hours at night in the pool or 3 hours on the weekend in the river, you know, we're out kayaking and it's a good time.
This trip took paddlers down 5 miles of the Potomac River that forms the border between Maryland and West Virginia. It lasted a couple of hours and was followed by a cookout. Elijah Allen says the trip reassures him that he's healing. Allen is recovering from a suicide car bomb attack in Iraq. He's been at Walter Reed Hospital for 225 days.
I grew up in southern Ohio, and being here in D.C., kind of stuck between, you know, the walls of Walter Reed and all the traffic, and just, I guess, that D.C. mentality. It was nice to kind of get back and just enjoy some nice, peaceful moments and just things that, you know, not used to anymore.
Elijah Allen hopes to be out of the hospital in 2 or 3 months and wants to return to Iraq as a civil affairs specialist. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corio.